Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Tommy Haynes and Andrew Sherburn about creating Saving Brenton and bringing it to Washington State Theater this month. This is part two of a two-part interview. And what kind of reception have you had from people in Washington County? I know that one of the first times I'd heard about the project was at a Riverboat Foundation grant presentation.
Yeah, we should say, you know, the Riverboat Foundation provided some really important support. Without them, we wouldn't have been able to put this film together. I mean, we also had support from the Brenton Trust and, you know, some of the state agencies that support the arts, the Iowa Arts Council, Humanities Iowa, Produce Iowa. So there have been lots of people that have helped along the way, you know, big organizations, but also, you know, just tons of people on the street or, you know, the folks at the State Theater. You know, we went to the Washington 175th. We've been to the Kelowna Sales Barn. We've been all over the place. And people were really curious about what we were doing, and they were very supportive once we kind of told them what we were up to. So I hope we see those people at the theater on September 17th. It'd be great to see some familiar faces.
Well, it'll be interesting to see their reactions, too, because a lot of people are in the film. Whether it's the 175th celebration, like Andrew said, or the State Theater presentation, these people are actually in the movie. And there's tons of just landscape shots of all around Washington County. So we're really excited as a film team to see Washington County's reaction to the movie.
What music did you pair with the film?
So there's a number of different musical elements to the film. Mike had been working with the Red Cedar Chamber music group to put music to the film, so we've got some of that music in the film. Then we also worked with a composer he's a Midwest composer now based out of L.A., Emmy nominated. His name's Michael Kramer, so he put some music together. That was kind of the cinematic score that goes throughout the film. And then the band The Pines, who have some roots here in Washington County. Benson Ramsey was one of Mike's students. So The Pines contributed two songs to the film, the opening and closing credits. So it's a combination of a couple of different musical elements, but we think it really celebrates and pairs well with the imagery from Washington.
And we told Michael Kramer we kind of wanted him to be able to take the Red Cedar kind of elements and the Pines elements and kind of try to blend those. And so it was a nice cohesive score throughout, too. So that was kind of a goal for us. And Mike's very into things being authentic. And so the fact that the Red Cedar group's a local group, the Pines are former students of his, that was very important to Mike, I think. And it was important then, whatever is important to Mike was important to us to include in the film if we could.
And the tickets are on sale currently for the Washington show on the 17th and 18th. What kind of response are you getting? Is it mostly local folks, or are you hearing from people coming from further out?
That's a good question. The State Theater's handling the ticket sales, so we'll have to walk over there and see how it's going. But, you know, I think at least online, it's been really amazing to see how many people, how many former students of Mike's that are scattered across the country are excited and have heard about this project. I think it just speaks to the impact that he's had on so many lives over so many years. So that's been fun to see these people from far and wide wait, you know, when does it come to Texas? When does it come to Arizona? When does it come to Ohio? That's pretty cool. So hopefully we can bring it outside of Iowa and show all those people and they can bring their friends and, you know, give everybody a glimpse of their old junior high history teacher.
And with this film, do you think it'll kind of put Washington on the map as far as, you know, the film industry is concerned?
Part of the goal that we had all along was to show Mike's life in Mike's Iowa. And Washington County is very much the place where he lives. And he told us, I think the first week we met him, that history is half geography. So it was always important to show off Washington County as part of the film, and there's plenty of it. So yeah, I think people will get a glimpse of that all over the country when we screen this film. They'll have a better understanding, I think, of what rural Iowa looks like, as well as, you know, with the city of Washington. I think people will be pleasantly surprised. Too often, I think the imagery of the Midwest that people on the coasts get is, you know, maybe pokes a little fun at Iowa or maybe shows a, you know, cities in decay. But I think this film will present something much different. It's a vibrant place. Culture is still very much alive here, and community is very much alive. And a lot of that has to do with people like Mike and the many other people in this community that really care about their community and their history.
That's been today's Washington Page with filmmakers Tommy Haynes and Andrew Sherburne talking about Saving Brenton. It'll be in Washington State Theater September 17th and 18th. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.